Privilege to be in the church. I'm preaching a message today. It's entitled, Can God Use You? God Use You. And before we read the message, let's go to the Lord in prayer real quick. Heavenly Father, we come to you today, Lord. Just thank you for the blessings you've given us, Lord. Just thank you for a good day of worship this morning, Lord. We pray as we dive into your word tonight, Lord, that we handle it carefully, Lord. We pray that the message you laid on our heart, Lord, that it go forth tonight, Lord. And allow us to be used in the community in Cortez for greatly for you, Lord. We ask you all this in your Son Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Genesis 3, we're going to be in 2 and 4, 2 through 4. The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire, and out of the midst of the bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. When the Lord saw that, and he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. See, in Philippians 2:13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Acts 9:15 says, But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. God can use anyone that is a willing vessel to be used by him. A vessel is just a utensil proper for holding liquids or anything inside. And as Christians, we're supposed to be a chosen vessel unto the Lord that's overflowing the gifts that God has given us. A lot of gifts in the church that God wants to use. But there are always questions that come up, and Satan makes us think, why should God use us? Why should God use us if we're broken? Why should God use us if we got wayward from him? Why should God use us if we just distance ourselves from him? It's sad when we get to the point when we're doing things for the Lord and when it comes down and we think it's us doing it, when God's doing it through us. I want to take some time tonight and speak about three areas that God can use us in no matter what. Number one, God can use you no matter your past. No matter your past. Many times we think God looks at our past and says, there's no way I'm going to use that person. No way. I grew up in a broken home. My dad's an alcoholic. My mom was involved in drugs. And I remember just at the age of 5, I was just hiding in the dryer when they were fighting. And said I just wanted to get away from that. They got a divorce, and my dad took me and my older brother, and my mom took my younger brother and my sister. And we'd see each other every other weekend. But it said during that time, we had to move to Nashville just so we could play sports. So we moved to Hermitage, and we were down there playing sports, and we had a friend that rode the church bus to church. And we arrived. I remember Brother Eddie, the bus driver, Miss Ruth, as the bus captain. They would give us $1 for every Sunday we would come to church. It said we would come just because it was a Skittles Sunday or it was a donut Sunday. We would come for the promotions, but also just because our parents wanted us out the house. Said we would just go to church, and we arrived to church one Sunday and we'd be kicked off the bus the next Sunday for having wrestling matches in the back of the bus. We'd do that constantly until we moved down to Smyrna, Tennessee. And the bus decided to come by our house one day, and we got founded in the church. And one summer, my parents sent us up to our grandparents' house. My uncle was a pastor up there, and my mom, she got over there, she was just got out of rehab, and she just stayed up there with my grandparents. And my grandparents' rules was, if you're here with us, you're going to church. And so Sunday morning, we went to church on July 28, 2008. We were in church, and at the end of the message, I saw my mom go towards my uncle, and he showed her the door to go through. I had no idea what baptism was at the time. I just thought my mom was swimming in church. So I afterwards ran up and I told my uncle, hey, I want to go swimming with my mom. I'm so glad I had an uncle that didn't just say, jump in the water and you can go to heaven. He opened the Bible up and he showed me in Romans 3:10, as it is written, there's none righteous, no one, not one. He showed me no one's perfect. You can't get there your own. He flipped to Romans 3:23 and he said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He said, I'm a sinner and I deserve a place called hell. He told me, by the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And on July 28, 2008, Jesus Christ took his hand from heaven into the depths of hell. He stirred it around and found my name, and he put it in the Lamb's Book of Life. I don't know why God wants to use me, but I'm glad that God does want to use me. God has a purpose for each one of us in here, and the devil most certainly would like to throw up. It said he used to be an alcoholic, or they used to be involved in drugs, or they used to hang around the wrong crowd and just bring your past up. And it's not what others hold against us that prevents us from being used by God. It's what we hold against ourselves that prevents us from being used by God. And the past is, the Bible said, forgetting those things which are behind you and pressing towards the mark that for the prize of Jesus Christ, my bad. It said God has a purpose for us. And I want to say, and that's just speaking from personal experience, but let's take a look in the Bible and see how God used mighty people in the Bible that had a past to themselves as well. We see in Genesis 9:21, and he drank of the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered within the tent. We all know that was speaking of Noah. This is that Noah, the one that found grace in God's eyes, the one that God chose to build the ark, to have two of each kind come in there so he can keep the line going on. We see he got drunk and saved his family through that. We see in Exodus 2:12, and he looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. It's speaking of Moses. Moses, a murderer. In chapter 2, he was a murderer. In chapter 3, God called him. We see that Moses, the one that committed murder, God, from making him the leader of the people with a stutter, God used him to lead the people out of Egypt and allowed him to lead across the Red Sea, allowed him to see manna from heaven and water from a rock. God used him. We see God used a drunk. God used a murderer. We see in Joshua 2:1, and Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into the harlot's house named Rahab and lounged there. Rahab was commonly known as a harlot in that time, is commonly known as a prostitute in today's time. God used her to keep the two spies that led them in there, to keep them safe, and promised that he would keep her family away safe when the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. God used a drunk, a murderer, a prostitute, and we see in 2 Samuel 11, 4 through 5, and David sent messages and took to her, and she came into him, and he lay with her, for she was purified for her uncleanness. And she returned unto her house, and the woman conceived and sent and told David and said, I am with child. We all know David is a great man. It's good to look at all the things that God did through David's life, but David had a past as well. David had Uriah sent to battle and have him killed through the whole situation. We see how he can use a drunk, a murderer, a prostitute, a adulterer, and even if we go into the New Testament, we can see how Saul, he was a murderer of Christians beforehand until he got to the road of Damascus. God opened his eyes, and now we know Saul as Paul is the greatest missionary to ever live. We see just these are biblical instances that we can see that God can use people no matter what past they had. The enemy would love to just step in our way and just say, no, you're a drunk. No, you're hopefully not a murderer. But it said God sees all these things, and God can use us no matter the past that we went through. But the devil wants to come in and try to disrupt that. Well, we're supposed to forget those things which are behind us and press towards the mark that Jesus Christ has for us. It'd be amazing if Lighthouse Baptist Church would just get a hold of the fact that God wants to use every single one of us in here. We have a lot of unused talents and gifts that are flowing throughout. There's ministries throughout the church that need desperate need of help. And I don't know if it's your past that's holding you against it or what from being used by God in here. But I remember after June 16th in 2014, it said, my mom passed away that day. It said, I blame God for taking her. I went away from church for 3 months. Pastor Chisgar would show up to my house and knock on the door and try to talk to me, and I had a close relationship with him. I told him no. I shut the door and told him I don't want nothing to do with God. I don't want to do it. I started hanging around the wrong crowd. I started going to these parties. I started doing these things that I know I ought not to done. It said it took the chastising of the Lord to bring me back in. But when I did come back in, I realized that the things I'd done in the past, that God, no matter what I did, God is a sovereign God. He's a forgiving God. He's a loving God that said, no matter what you've done, when he looks down, he doesn't look at me as a sinner. He looks at me as a child of God. And no matter what I've done, that God wants to use me no matter what, as long as I'm wanting to be used by God. So don't let your past hinder you from being the vessel God has called you. And God wants to use every single one of us in here. We see, number one, God can use you no matter your past. Number two, God can use you no matter your age. We see in God doesn't put an age limit on who can serve him, and praise God for that. I know one thing, for instance, you can just leave and look at Dalton back there, and you know things about him. He loves God. He loves football, but unfortunately, it's the Broncos he loves. But just put that aside. You can see in that young man back there, and no matter what happens, the enemy is wanting to get into his life right now. He wants to get him at a young age, get him diverted from that, from serving God. Even we can speak on going into, I'm jumping points, but it said 1 Samuel 17:33, and Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against the Philistines to fight with him, for thou art but a man of youth, and he is a man from his youth." David, considered King Saul, said David was a youth. At the time, 20 years and younger is considered youth. God used David as a mighty man of God. We know he took down Goliath. We know David has many different stories in the Bible, but he also had a son named Solomon. Solomon, his father David appointed him at king at the age of 12. It said, at the age of 12, all I remember doing was drinking Kool-Aid and eating pudding. I said, more or less taking on a whole nation and leading them. We know Solomon is the wisest king to ever live. Anybody had any questions, they would go ask him. We see it's more prevalent in today's time that the enemy is showing himself in front of us. It's just an instance of the Grammys that happened this past week of how they are just lifting Satan up and showing it to the world, saying it's okay to serve him. We need an older generation to stand up today and tell these young kids it's worth serving God. It's worth pushing those things away and pressing towards what God has for them. It said you're not going to find joy out there in a bottle. You're not going to find joy in a blunt. You're not going to find joy in the world. The only joy you're going to find is living for Jesus Christ. And it takes us as the older generation to look towards that and show people, and with a smile on our face, that if the more and more we grow closer to the Lord, the brighter and brighter our light shines, we can reach Cortez, and this younger generation can get closer to God. I said, I named these two because they were young, and God did great things with them. It'd be amazing if this younger generation can get a hold of what God wants to do with them. I said, Cortez is in dire need, and that's just one city out of America that needs a good thing for youth. And he said, praise the Lord that God brought Brother Reese and Miss Elena that are coming. They devote their whole life to the youth. They go in there and pray for them and guide them, reach out to them when they have a problem. It said, we need more people out there that go there. I remember a couple years ago, we were at, me and Pastor made a visit to Miss Edith Chapel's house. She was 98 years old at the time. She couldn't get out of bed, but every time we went over there, she mentioned, oh, I witnessed to this caregiver. I witnessed to this. I was able to lead this one to the Lord. I was able to do this. Even though she couldn't get up, she was still reaching them for. So it doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are. It doesn't matter where you are. God wants to use you no matter your past, no matter your age. And we see number three, that God wants to use you no matter your difficulties. Difficulties come and go. Trials are there. It's always good when you're on top of the mountain. It's always good. You can live your life, smile, everything. But when a trial or a difficulty comes into your life, you're looking away from God. You're looking away with these things. It said, after my mom passed away, I was out of there, but I got back in church. And shortly after I got back in church, there was a bus kid. He was 12 years old at the time. He just lost his mom. And I was able to show him, hey, God giveth and God taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It said, he took me through my difficulty so I could help this young boy through his difficulty. And God, I don't know what trial you're going through, what tribulation you're going through. Whatever difficulties in your life, God's going to use it for a reason if we just hang on. It said, difficulties are just a minor setback because you'll soon realize that God took you through the storm just to help somebody else. It said, I remember a couple years ago, I had my friend Trey out here. It said, we both never kayaked a day in our life, but the people that are letting us borrow the kayak, we told them we have. It said, we went over there to McPhee, and McPhee has that little rock barrier out there, so we made that as our goal point. Trey had a little kayak that he could sit on. I had the kayak I had to put my feet in. And we'd go out there and we'd go there, and we never used one before. Trey took one hard turn. He flipped into the water. As the right person would do, they would just laugh at him. I did, and I was trying to race him back, and I took a hard turn. Unlike Trey's, mine had a hole in it, and the water was getting inside of it. I had a choice. I said, I can either pay for this kayak right now and swim back to shore, or I can hold on to it. I chose to hold on to it. As I was holding on to it, the weight and the weight of the kayak was getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And I wanted to let go. And I told Trey, I said, just go back to the shore and find somebody. I said, if this goes down, it goes down. And I said, and shortly after that, as Trey was going back, there was a boat that came by. As much as I could get my head out of the water, I was, help, 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 help. They came over there. I tell you, the burden of that, as easy as it was for them to lift that kayak out. Said that I tell that story because it said no matter how deep you're in or how much is weighing on you, the difficulties and the trials in your life, help is on the way. God is coming. God will help. He just wants to see how long you're going to hold on or where you're going to give up. He wants to use you no matter whatever difficulty you're going in life. And we see this, that you will never take it back or ever regret it, because God is wanting to use you no matter your past, no matter your age, no matter your gender, no matter whatever role you have in the church. God is wanting to use you for His glory and for His honor. We see He wants to use you no matter your past, no matter your age, and no matter your difficulties. And if we just remember that, Lighthouse Baptist Church, as we move into the new property, it would grow expansively, because we say it's not us doing the work for God, it's God doing the work through us. And said, if we can just get a hold of that and we can realize God can use us. The question was, can God use you? That's a simple answer, is yes. The harder question to ask yourself is, are you willing to be used by God? And we need that in today's time. With every head bowed and eyes closed, I'm going to hand it off to Brother Reese.
Brother Zach dispelled a lot of excuses that we might have as to why God can't use us. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. It doesn't matter what difficulty you're going through. God can use you. In here today, and you